Hare Krishna. So Krishna has addressed the first problem of Arjuna for not fighting. What was the problem? What was the argument? How can I kill my own relatives? So what Krishna did? Krishna explained something by logic. What was that something? That we are not the body, we are spirit soul. Very beautifully. From verse number 11 to verse number 30. Now, Krishna is going to address or refute the arguments of Arjuna, the next two arguments. So Arjuna, he said that if I kill all of them, then whom will I enjoy with? I don't think I'll be able to enjoy. First one. Second reason that he gave was, if I kill all of them, sins will overcome me. So these two reasons Krishna is going to address now. And obviously the fourth reason which is there, about if we kill all of them, then there will be lots of unwanted progeny. So that will be addressed later. So now let's see the middle two, second and third reason, which Krishna is going to address. The shloka number 31. It goes like this. Swadharmam apicha veksha na vikampitum arhasi dharmyad dhi yuddhakshreyonyat Kshatriyasya na vidyate. So Krishna is saying here, Swadharmam apichaveksha. Apichaveksha, considering your duty, Swadharmam. Your duties as a Kshatriya. Considering your duties as a Kshatriya, na vikampitum arhasi. Do not fear or hesitate. Why? Because Shreyaha anyat Kshatriyasya na vidyate. There is nothing better for a Kshatriya, for a warrior, than dharmyad dhi yuddhat, than to fight for the right cause, than to fight on the religious principles. Now see, Krishna was telling Arjuna that fight, do not fear. Why? Because all of them are spirit soul, they are not bodies. So there is no worry of killing, because you are not killing the soul, the living entity. Now Krishna has reduced his level. Now he is saying, fight because it's duty. It's your duty. Fight because it's your duty. And if you don't fight, there will be lots of problems. And those problems we are going to discuss later. So now he is going to discuss more on the level of duty. Now Arjuna said, in the first chapter, that if I kill all of them in this fight, then we'll get sins. Now Krishna is saying that sins will come when you fight out of ignorance. But now you're fighting dharmyad dhi yuddhat. Now you're fighting on the basis of religious principles. You're fighting because it's your swadharma, because it's your duty. So it is Shreyaha, it's the most beneficial thing. Now let's discuss this one by one and we'll see the glories of this verse and also we'll see how to apply this verse in our day-to-day life. So let's understand Kshatriya first. So there are four orders, four social orders: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So the second order we are discussing, that is Kshatriya. Shat means hurt, and Tra or Trayate basically means to protect. So the one who gives protection to his subordinates from getting hurt from others is called as a Kshatriya. So basically a king, an administrator. So he is called as a Kshatriya. So a king is expected to protect his citizens. He is expected to protect the dharma in the kingdom. So that is basically the duty of a Kshatriya. And here very beautifully in one of the texts it is given, in the battlefield, a king or Kshatriya, while fighting another king, envious of him, is eligible for achieving the heavenly planets after death, as the Brahmanas also attain the heavenly planets by sacrificing animals in the sacrificial fire. So, when a Kshatriya is fighting on the battlefield, and suppose he dies, the doors of heavenly planets open for that person. So, there is no loss. In fact, this particular statement which I just made will be elaborated in the next verse. So here there's something about Brahmanas given. So it is given that those Brahmanas who do animal sacrifice in the sacrificial fire they attain heavenly planets. So, killing animals, is it correct or not? So, the Brahmanas in the previous yugas, they were so powerful, they were so pure that by chanting mantras, they would sacrifice the animal in the fire. And immediately, by the power of their purity and the chanting of mantras, that animal which is sacrificed will get a human form immediately. Normally, an animal, it goes through evolutionary process and then comes to a human form. So here, as soon as the animal is sacrificed in the fire with proper mantras, with proper purity, what happens? Without going through this evolutionary process, the animal immediately gets the human form, an opportunity to perfect one's life. So that was very, very beneficial at that time. So Brahmanas were eligible. So in the age of Kali Yuga, it's not allowed. So there is no question of animal sacrifice. Now in the age of Kali Yuga, it's all about cutting and eating. There is nothing called as giving a new body or giving an animal a new body that is of a human form. No, that is not there in Kali Yuga. So that is not allowed at all according to Shastra. So another point that is mentioned here is when it comes to us as human beings, we have got our Swadharma. Swadharma means specific duties. Now, there are two types of Swadharma. Many times people say that don't practice bhakti too much. What will happen if you practice bhakti too much? You leave your house. You'll become a sannyasi. You'll become this. You'll become that. So don't do bhakti. This is what is the argument that people, you know, put forward. But then we have to understand there are two types of Swadharma. What are those? First Swadharma or first duty is there when we are not liberated, when we are in a bound state. That is our current state, whatever we are in. And second dharma or second duty is in the liberated state. So in the liberated state, basically the duty is only spiritual duties, no material duties at all, only spiritual duties. Now when it comes to non-liberated state or in the bound state, the people who are stuck in the cycle of birth and death, that is all of us. So for us, it is very clearly mentioned that as long as one is not liberated, one has to perform the duties of his particular body in accordance with the religious principles in order to achieve liberation. So we have specific set of duties, all of us. So as a Brahmana, Brahmana has got some specific set of duties, Kshatriya has got something, Vaishya has got something, Shudra has got something. So we have to do our duties properly. And these duties basically are a part, or these Swadharma are basically a part of this Varnashrama system. So we have to do our duties in accordance to Varnashrama Dharma, the religious principles. So what happens when we do that? It is given here. Discharging one's specific duty in any field of action in accordance with the orders of higher authorities serves to elevate one to a higher status of life. Now, if we really want to progress higher and higher in spiritual life, we have to do our duties very, very properly. How? Not that we have to decide it. It has to be in accordance with the orders of higher authorities. We should consult our superiors for the same. That is very, very important. And when someone does that, slowly with purification, the person will come to a very, very elevated platform. So sometimes people immaturely give up their duties. That is really abominable. That is not allowed in Shastra. So one has to elevate slowly and steadily by doing duties in their day-to-day life. Now how to apply this verse in our life? So here Krishna is very clear. Shreyaha. So what is most beneficial? Dharma, dharmyat, following one's dharma. What dharma? Swadharma. What swadharma? The Varnashrama dharma. Now when it comes to us in the age of Kali Yuga, you know, it's very difficult to know which varna, which ashrama we belong to. It's all mixed, it's all khichdi. So what we have to do? What we have to do is in our day-to-day activities, whatever activities we are doing, whatever duties we are doing, we have to keep Krishna in the center and work for Krishna. Only then we will get purified. And whatever work we are doing, along with that, we should have chanting of the holy names accompanying it. And obviously, there should be some exclusive slot for chanting of the holy names. And what are these holy names we are talking about? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So anyone who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every single day, no, a specific slot in a day, he chants that Hare Krishna Mahamantra at least 108 times. And other times when he's doing other activities, still internally he keeps chanting while doing any activity. What happens? He'll get purified and he will slowly and steadily elevate to a higher platform of spirituality, and he'll become eligible to break the cycle of birth and death. So those people who say that don't practice bhakti, you leave the house, and those people who leave the house immaturely, both are immature. Or we can say both are useless. So according to Shastra, one should slowly and steadily come to the platform where the person becomes eligible to break the cycle of birth and death. So now in the next shloka, Krishna is going to talk about enjoyment. How you can enjoy better, O Arjuna. He's going to tell that. Let's see that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.